Week on Brilliant, I have a magical conversation with Patty Negri about haunted dolls and poppets. It's a lot of fun, so check it out. I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here. This week on Brilliant, we're talking haunted dolls, and I'm honored to bring in an expert on the subject. You've seen her on Ghost Adventures, and she's the host of the Witching Hour podcast, the VP of Paraflix.com, and head mistress of UniversityMagicus.com. She's the best-selling author of Dollcraft, A Witch's Guide to Poppet Magic and Haunted Dolls, and I'm excited to have her on tonight. Good witch and psychic medium Patty Negri, welcome to Brilliant.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it is a pleasure. Now, at first, you know, I thought to myself, I'm a masculine guy. I'm not much of a doll guy. And then I got to thinking about, you know, I was little. I'd have my He-Man guys spread all over the living room floor. And my mom would yell at me, pick up your dolls. Like, they're not dolls. They're action figures. But, you know, really,
they're dolls.
Yeah. And I got, you know, Funko Pops all over my bedroom and, you know, action figures of Jason and stuff. So I guess I'm a doll guy.
A doll guy. And these days, modern days, I mean, I know more even men than women now into our paranormal world, more, you know, collectors of dolls and haunted dolls are more men than women, like Zach Bagans and Hilton Castay. And Matt, I mean, I know regular men
right
have bigger doll collections than I do, which is saying a lot.
Now, you know, when we say haunted dolls, especially these days, I think the first thing to pop in everybody's mind will be, you know, Annabelle. And, you know, as a Gen X, of course, I think Chucky comes to mind, Robert the Doll, and that malevolent little doll in the great Richard Matheson's short story Prey is in Trilogy of Terror with Karen Black, that little the Cupid doll or whatever. So, I mean, you know, they got haunted dolls in progressive commercials, so they're all evil, right?
They're not all evil.
Oh.
No, I in my book Dollcraft, I talk about how if you want to have a haunted doll, have a positive haunted doll. They are just as spooky, just as mysterious. They move stuff around your house. They make noise. You hear the footprints. You hear everything. But they're not going to drain your energy and make you sick the same way a negative haunted doll. I think most people are good. Most spirits are good. We, especially in the media, just make everything look negative because, like, if you're watching the nightly news, they're not showing you all the good news going on. It's the bad news. When we do investigations on Ghost Adventures or with my YouTubers, you know, you're not going to the great hotel they got married in and hung from the chandelier. No, you're going to the prison. You're going to the serial killer's house. You're going to the mass murder spot. But if you walk to a ball game, a mall or whatever, you look at the people, most people are good. Most people are good. You might find a mass murderer, serial killer amongst some, but not most. Most spirits are good too. It's just the bad ones get all the credit. And if you're a disembodied spirit, say you're a ghost looking for a vessel, you don't have to have one, but you're looking for one. What are you going to want to go into? A flower pot or something with eyes and a nose and a face?
Absolutely.
Face, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're not all evil. That's Hollywood and media and the movies. They don't make happy haunted doll TV shows and movies very often.
Now, how do you know if you have a haunted doll? What are some signs?
Some of the signs are, again, first look at yourself. This little thing that popped on, we could turn that off. I don't turn it on, but it says that I do, but it's haunted. I could leave it on and do, I don't know where it goes, or I could call opt out. It does it every time. I'm going to opt out. I don't know what it's haunted. Hold on. It should turn it off
there
or not.
Hey,
sorry about that.
That's okay.
Anyway, So where were we? Oh, how to tell. First off, look at yourself because again, what they're going to affect is our energy. If you're like getting in bad moods a lot for no reason, you're extra tired, you don't feel well, your focus keeps going, oh, to that doll in the corner, that whatever in the corner, it's probably a negative haunted doll and going to drain your energy. Now, a positive look, the signs you look for to be haunted in general is things moving around unexpectedly, just like any infestation or haunted house, sounds, knocks, things. You could test it, things like light a candle. Okay, if there's a spirit in this doll, make the candle dance, make the incense waft this way, just like how you do to test spirit or use your paranormal equipment. If you're a
There you
paranormal,
go.
your K2 meter or your ovilus or anything like that. So the same way that you do with a house, but again, we are our very best ghost radar. Ghost meters is our personal thing. If it, even my positive one, Belle, well, actually she's upstairs right now. I got the negative spirit out because I wouldn't let the sun set before. I don't want something that dark in my house. But even the positive one drained people's energy for a while. So I just had to keep the herb rue in her little hand, in a little packet in her hand. People use salt or cascarilla powder or sigils and symbols because it really is bringing an energy in your house. You have to think about if you want that energy in your house.
Right. Now, say you're out at a thrift store, secondhand store, antique store. How do you know if the doll there is maybe haunted or not? Like maybe you're looking for one, or maybe you want nothing to do with them, but is there any way to
Trust,
tell?
yeah, trust your intuition. I mean, not obvious immediately, not like it says haunted on. If it says haunted on the thing, there's just as good a chance it isn't. Like some of the eBay stuff, I warn people about that again in the book. Like, if that one seller has had 912 haunted dolls with all this long, beautiful stories and the exact history, it's like, really,
Yeah.
really? It might just be a creative writer you sitting there with ChatGPT and they might have just picked it up at the thrift store. There are legit ones online, of course, but I think the best place is the thrift store or the antique store. See where you're drawn to. See the one. We all have that intuition. Like you say, you're not psychic. We all have it in us. We just turned it off. Our modern Western, complete left logical brain focused, non-mystical society, and put everything into logic. But we go and like, well, I keep paying my attention to this doll. Let me see what it is. Get it if it's cheap. Otherwise, come back the next day, feel it out. Am I being drawn there? If you work with divination methods, bring your dowsing rods, bring your pendulum.
And I'm guessing that would work for any haunted object in there too, if anything.
For any haunted object, because that's one thing. When I teach people mediumship, I say go to thrift stores, go to antique stores, and feel it out. Pick things up. What do they feel like? That's psychometry, feeling what it feels like. See if a story comes into your head, or an emotion comes into your head, or a memory that isn't yours comes into your head.
Right. Now, the book Dollcraft, and it's just awesome. I love it, and it's great for beginners because I knew nothing going into it or whatever, or however you want to say it. But I say that to say this: like, if you have a doll and you're like, oh, I really wish it was haunted, you can inspirit it, but that's maybe not for beginners. Maybe you seek some help for that, but is it possible to inspirit it?
100%. I 100%. And yeah, you just have to be careful. If you've never done any kind of magical work, manifestation work, go really slow, but you can do it. And again, just be careful, cautious what you ask for, who you're asking for it, how you set up your sacred space. Work within your belief system, your religion, your belief system. You work with angels, surround yourself with your angels. You work with Jesus, call with a Christ light. You work with dragons, work with your dragons. And then be very, not just, you don't want any disembodied spirit come in. You
Yeah.
don't want anybody walk into your home, right? Anybody come on in, Sarah. You're very picky of who you allow in. The same thing with inspiriting a doll.
Right. And we get a doll could be classified as many things as a toy. So I just want to make sure we talk about the ethics of housing a doll, make sure you're not just doing it for your own entertainment or what have you.
Right. Well, my rule is consent, like with everything.
Yeah.
You don't want to force a spirit into a doll. You don't want to command or demand a disembodied spirit or into a doll. If a spirit wanted to leave one of my dolls, You have to. No one wants to be forced, and no one wants to be disrespected. My other big rule is respect. Respect. It's a, I mean, not a living being, but it's a living being. So, be respectful. Oh, my goats are being really active upstairs. Play the drum, and nobody's home. Ah,
Oh,
that's because I left my main doll upstairs.
wow. Bell upstairs.
Belle, sorry, Belle. So, yeah, they're a nice member of the family. But I had one day, I had a little doll. It was like a statue doll, but still a doll. It had eyes and face. And all of a sudden, I noticed I was not spending any time in my office. I'm in my office now. I love my little office. And I'm like, why am I like taking my laptop upstairs? Why am I leaving with my phone? I'm looking around and I looked at this little doll. I was like, oh, it's you. It hadn't even had a spirit in it, but it had taken on a dark spirit. And I'm like, I don't want you here. So, me, well, being me, I called Zach Bagans. I go,
Right, yeah.
Zach, I have something that's too dark for me. Do you want it? And he's like, well, let me see it. And I text him a picture, go, oh yeah, that's a nail fetish hate doll from New. Like, yeah. Okay. So I took it like Vegas the next day and it started acting up that night for the Stewart tour
Wow.
guides. That's the perfect place for it to be, in a haunted museum where everybody knows what they're going for. Nobody lives there. Nobody spends the night, feed your children, sleeps, you know. So that's a perfect place for it.
Absolutely. Now, is there a, you're taking on a certain responsibility if you take on a haunted doll, correct? Or
That's a big responsibility. Yes. You know, it is a very big responsibility. And if it's too much for you, rehome it. You know, otherwise, again, you don't want anything forced into it. But if you give it, if you really give it no attention, if it wants attention, it's going to go away. It'll just kind of fade away.
okay.
It'll find a better home unless you forced it in there, but don't ever do that.
Now can I mean we're talking about the good ones, but they can be dangerous, right? I'm just leading to Peggy here.
Yeah, they can be dangerous.
I
Peggy hates me.
want to hear about Peggy.
Peggy, she curses every time. I probably why people even know I've been collecting dolls since the day I was born. I probably had dolls when I was in my mom's belly. Mostly not haunted dolls. I'm a big Barbie collector, but I'm a doll. That's why my book Dollcraft is half about haunted dolls and half my witchy magical
Yeah.
manifestation is about puppets, how to use dolls for health and love and happiness and abundance and money. But guy, years ago now, before Zach even owned Peggy the doll, my friend or now friend Jane Harris owned her. Peggy the doll, for anybody doesn't know, has given two people heart attacks, made documented 80 people sick. So he flew them in. He flew me into Vegas to do a séance with this little plastic hand doll. The girls, Jane and Katrine, one of the girls who had been given a heart attack by this doll, they wouldn't even fly over the,
I'm
you know, the
sure.
in the same plane as Peggy. They didn't, wouldn't. So we got there. I'm in my hotel, hadn't even got to the museum yet. The museum wasn't even the museum yet. It was pre-museum. He had just rented it for that spin-off show, Deadly Possessions, and had made the doll room and made the seance room. But in my hotel, not a haunted hotel, a modern high-rise where they put you up. My TV's going on and off, my shower's going on and off, my phone's blowing up so much so that Verizon, my carrier, overnighted me a new phone, which they will never do. They're going, it can't do that. It is doing that, isn't
Yeah.
it? Yes, it is. So I'm like, I have to have a phone. But so that next day, did the thing. Zach got, I think, attacked by flies during it. So anyway, we did the séance. I'm holding her little plastic hands, and we cut the cords with her and Katrina, and she really hates me. And then since then, Zach bought her. She's got her own room at the museum, and with other dolls. But she's lead honcho, you know, head honcho doll.
Runs a cell block.
I walk in there. It's like, hi, Peggy, because you're always supposed to say hi to Peggy again. Be, hi, Peggy, you look so pretty today. And it's screw you. Oh, okay. You remember me. Nice. Okay.
Well,
You're so pretty. Bye.
What really blew my mind is you said that just people seeing a picture of her, seeing her on the screen would make them sick.
Yeah, that's what Katrine had never seen her in person. She saw her online, and that's what Jane had documented all those cases. Energy is energy. The other side of the veil, where all of the ghosts and spirits were, they don't know time and space, and everything is a conduit. Our little computers and phones that we're all on right now are like electrical conduits. So if I'm working with spirit, or if I'm even doing a seance, it's like if you and I were doing a mediumship, it'd be like we're sitting next to each other or right around my seance table.
Now you said like if the doll can leave on its own, but what if, all right, you got a haunted doll, you can't handle the responsibility, maybe it's for whatever reason you need to, I don't know if get rid of it's the right word, but how would you do that? Go, is there a, what would be the best way to do that, ethical or
Well,
whatever?
if I mean, if you really wanted to make money off it, I would sell it. But if it was negative, I would disclose that. I would say, this doll is dark and negative. I don't recommend it. But if somebody wants it, this I would put a disclaimer. This could make you emotionally, physically, you the sick. This can drain your energy. This can cause arguing in your household. But somebody will want to buy it because of that. And I do give you protection techniques, the salt of this, the that, casing it up. But, and if you don't want to do that, I even show you in the book how to do a funeral.
Yeah,
Bury
absolutely.
that.
Isn't that nuts? Like, 20 years ago, if you had like a haunted room in your hotel or your restaurant, you'd try to keep that under the rug. These days, you're putting it on the marquee.
Haunted. Yeah.
Yeah, have to pay extra to stay there.
Exactly.
Can you tell us, about what goes into hosting a haunted doll tea party, because I guess I thought that was really cool.
I know that it's well, because the world is into it, and if you're in a paranormal world, you probably have paranormal friends. You watch the podcast, you have a team, and everybody likes to show off their dolls in this convention. So, really, it's again taking into consideration you're bringing in spirits. I made it real kind of fun and cute. Set the dolls and bring yourself, set your space again, because even though it's a fun, light, silly little thing, you are lifting the veil and you are working with spirits. So you do kind of want to, you might have to go, this, I'm feeling like my doll Peggy is not getting along with my doll Salem. And I've had to move my dolls around, even not at a tea party. But I just thought it would be a fun, since dolls are so popular now, and since people are gathering doing paranormal things, I'm supposed to be doing one coming up. I don't know, after Halloween, I don't know if it's November or December, a haunted doll tea party at the Lizzie Borden house.
Oh wow. Ha. That's going to be
That should be
fantastic.
interesting. Again, we're going to have to deal with we are at the Lizzie Borden house and having a haunted doll tea party.
That's really going to pop off, I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, will our dolls be scared? Like,
Let's talk about puppets now. Everybody's going to compare them automatically to, air quotes, voodoo dolls, but yeah, let's talk about Papa Magic because that
yeah,
was.
puppets, that people do completely mistake them for voodoo dolls. And I'm not an expert on voodoo dolls. So, but puppets are used, dolls have been used in magic and healing forever and ever. They're a little more handmade. I have a couple right here. Here, I'm disappearing. I'm a ghost. Coming back. I'm a ghost. Dun, 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 seeing all my dolls. This, for anybody visual, is me. That's my puppet for me. She wears a necklace I always have on. She has my name on it. I stuff her with herbs, and she has a crystal for her heart. And like, say again, she protects me. I'll put her in a safe place when I'm out into scary places. Now, say if I had a headache, which I don't really get headaches, but if I had a headache, I would stick a needle in her head, like acupuncture, and my headache would go. The representation. They are sympathetic magic. Here's another little fancier one. Here's a big one. You could have them
Ah.
For and here's I make them out of paper napkins all the time because sometimes you want to burn them up if it's part of a magic spell. Sometimes you want to bury them, and I don't want to do anything that's going to be toxic. Sometimes you want to put them in a river or the ocean. You don't want to do anything that's toxic. So this has some natural herbs in it, the most biodegradable little white paper napkin that you can get. And they're really powerful magic. Again, have one for love to find you your lover you want. Have one for health. Have one for abundance, and maybe a nice green one for get you a new job or abundance. Again, they're just a representation of this magic that you're doing.
You know, make a ruggedly handsome one with some headphones and a mic to help me out.
Exactly. And if you want to make it look a little bit like you, go, I'm going to draw a little beard, or I'm going to draw a little glass. You don't have to. She doesn't look exactly like me, but I have one little thing, this one necklace that I always wear, my pentagram. But some people get real fancy and they look just like them. It looks like your kids, your dogs, your cats, or putting them in a nice protective place.
Yeah, that's something I think people might think, oh, I'm not crafty enough to do it, but the instructions right here in the book, anybody can do it, or you can buy
Any
the.
I am the least crafty person I know. I am about, I'm sorry.
Nice.
It's old school. Can't talk. I'm about as crafty as a drunk 6-year-old. A drunk 6-year-old. This is about as good as I could do. This is one two paper napkin. This, you could see my stitching, it she needs restitching, is horrible. You don't have to be crafty. The uncraftsy ones are just as good as the craftsy ones. I love the people who are craftsy. I have so many friends that are just like, oh my God, that's beautiful. But you could even buy some now because you do want to call it's called tag locking. You want to make it your own, which means ooh, people get scared because they think voodoo hoodoo, like something to make it your own, like a strand of your hair or nail clippings or your breath, the moisture in your breath, because that's your free will. Or make it out of your favorite old t-shirt, you know, or something that represents you. It's called tag locks. But now you can buy some online if you're just so non-crafty. Some of them will have a little opening or a little zipper. And here you could put your herbs or your crystals in or something, your favorite little trinket that represents you. They just tag lock it. Really easy.
I got, like I said, brand new to all this. I got a silly question about the tag locking because I've seen that like hair or fingernails are the most powerful. Does that have anything to do with DNA at all or?
Yeah, well, I probably it's yeah, probably to, if we go look at it scientifically, it's going to be DNA. But again, this is part of our life force. That's just like when you ashes, I mean, I wear my mom's ashes. She's not in here, but that has representation of her. You know, people care, they're making them into jewelry and all sorts of things now. But I think when you have something that strong, like saliva, bodily fluids of any kind, clippings and that's part of you, literally part of you. And yes, scientifically, that'll work down to DNA.
Now I'm sure people, there are some spiteful people out there and they might want to use these for negative reasons. It's a bad idea, yeah.
I think it's a very bad idea because you have to live in the world you create. I'm a good witch, and good witch means a lot of things. I'm really good at what I do, and I only do positive magic because it's not good or bad, heaven or hell. But you have to live. In the magical world, what you put out, you get back three times. That's an oversimplification. So if I'm sitting there putting out hexes and curses, I could be hex and curse. It's a world you live in. If I have somebody who hates me, whatever, send them love, put up defense. I will do defensive magic.
Oh,
Hell yes.
sure.
I will do binding music. If somebody's threatening me, my dog, my cat, my husband, my home, I might make a thing, tie them down, bind them, but it not to affect any part of their life except the life that bothers me.
Right.
You know, so again, that's defensive magic. But if I'm sending out all these hexes, because everybody I know who does, again, not good or bad or evil, but you live in the world you create. The people I know who I know some powerful magicians, witches, whatever they want to call themselves, who will do negative magic, and they start getting less and less happy. Less and less happy turns into anger. Anger so often turns into paranoia. Paranoia so often turns into illness and beyond, because again, it's such a low vibration. I don't talk good good or bad. High vibration, low vibration. Low vibration makes you sick. Like, even, I mean, this, I'm not saying this is why she's dead or anything like that, but it's just an example. On Ghost Adventures, Zach loved to do Good Witch, Bad Witch with me and Lady Snake. There was this beautiful witch in the UK. He would love to see each other and put us together where she's doing bad magic and I'm doing good magic. I liked the woman. I respected her ability as a magician, but she's passed on already, and I'm going to live for decades. You
That's right. I love that you live in the world you create. That's a
know?
fantastic way to look at it. So, also I want to talk about the love magic, the love spells. It might be best to leave that open-ended, like instead of putting a specific name.
Yes, 100%. Because to me, that's the difference in sympathetic good magic and not good magic. Because I don't manipulate. You manipulate your world. Like if you go, okay, if somebody comes to me, it's like, I want to bring the love of my life. Okay, let's find you the love of your life. I can do that. Let's maybe do a red puppet, maybe do a mojo bag, maybe do some candle magic, all of the above. Now, if they say, I want Bob because I know Bob is the love of my life, I could probably make Bob do it, but we don't have Bob's permission. So now all of a sudden, now that's manipulative magic. And what if I make Bob fall in love with you? I could, and it was, you weren't supposed to be with Bob.
Yeah.
Turns out to be the evil stalker, and you're going, get rid of Bob. I can't, he's stabbed me 17 times.
Right.
Know why he's obsessed with me. But
But
again, if you go, bring me the love of my life, and we just do it and we don't say Bob, guess what? If it is Bob, it'll work on Bob. But to me, I've seen more love spells go bad than any other one because I know they're their soulmate. No, you don't.
yeah.
I know that we've been married 100 lifetimes. Okay, then let's not do it on that person. If it is, you're right, great. Otherwise, you're going to get somebody better than the person you're supposed to get. That, I mean, everybody's going to have different opinions on that. And I know people who will certainly do specific love spells on specific people. But how often it turns out bad, not
Yeah.
worth it.
Yeah, like you said, the ethical consent, of course, everything consent, and then yeah, be careful what you ask for sometimes.
Yes, he's a stalker. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I really love this book, and it was just really a joyful experience reading it, like a lot of positive energy just reading it. It's a really amazing book, and I recommend everybody to check it out. It
Thank
might be
you.
a yeah, you know, it's a Might be a masculine redneck like me, and I really enjoyed it. So it's for everyone. It really is.
Honestly, as many men have this book as women, that's it's not a gender thing at all anymore in this world at all. And
No.
it absolutely not. But if you like this book, what I should do is I should send you my first book because my baby is really my first book, Old World Magic for the Modern World. It's
Okay.
literally how to. Oh, I don't even have a regular copy. I have a early 5 year ago. It's purple. It's how to bring magic into every part of your life. Like why you would drop a little pinch of salt in the toilet before you go to the bathroom to get rid of a headache. Why you would do stir your coffee this way or that way to cause this. Why you would charm your mirror. I wrote that one like 5 years ago. It's been a bestseller for 5 years. It's a smaller, faster read than the doll book because my publisher on this wanted more and more and more. It's like, okay. But if anybody wants to figure out how to just bring happiness, joy, love, money, whatever they want. Old world magic for the modern world.
Excellent. And where can we check out what you're doing, what you got going
Everywhere. No, my website is
on?
pattinegri.com, PattiNegri. I list all my events. I've got so much. Next week I'll be in Rock Island, Illinois for Esoteric Expo. Then I'm filming in Ventura, something public. Then I'm doing Scarefest in Kentucky, then Midwest Paganonomicon in Wisconsin, then New Orleans. So I'm everywhere. Like I said, I have some book signings. I'm going to have some doll parties and conventions. So yeah, pattinegri.com. And from there, you can get to patty.negri on Instagram and my real TikTok and my real Facebook, versus all the pretend me's out there.
Right. And you do
To
readings and classes as well on there,
I
right?
do readings and classes. I have a school called, I started it like 5 years ago, I'm like, let's write a book. Let's start a school. Let's start a streaming network. Okay, well, because I have 3 8 minutes a day. I started University Magicus, and I teach. I have about 20 teachers now. I teach mediumship development, psychic development, spell casting. I have people teaching paranormal stuff. I have a guy in Italy teaching Italian magic. I have a guy in Brazil teaching Brazil magic. I have people teaching Reiki and astrology and tarot for cheap, for literally $20 or less a class on Zoom. It's live on Zoom. When I started the school, I saw all these other TV mediums who were like charging thousands and thousands of dollars, which is great. But I'm like, I'm a teacher at heart. So I want everybody to be able to afford this if they want to. So you take one class, $20. Again, if you come regularly, it's down to 10. So I started that, universitymagicus.com or magicu.org. And at the same time, we started, when all the streaming came in, I'm like, oh my God, I have seen everything on Travel Channel and Discovery a
Yeah.
thousand times. I've seen my shows, everybody else's shows. So my partner Natalie and I started Paraflix. We call it the Netflix of, it's way cheaper though, $4.99 a month.
Yeah.
And there, and it's professional as everything else is Netflix and everybody else. It's a beautiful app, and it's all paranormal, adding more and more horror, adding more and more spirituality, but stuff you haven't seen already.
Right. That's awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on. And
You. Thank you.
it was a joy.
Bye.
Well, there it was, folks. What a wonderful person. What a great conversation. And as you exit my noggin this week and head out into the real world, remember, as Patty says, you live in the world you create. I'll talk to you next week.